In Illinois, a former police officer has been at the center of a murder mystery for years now. Drew Peterson is accused of killing his third wife, and he is a suspect in the disappearance of his fourth wife. Now a law, dubbed Drew's Law, may allow jurors to hear the words of Peterson's dead and missing wives in court. A crucial pretrial hearing has ended, and a judge will rule on the controversial issue of admitting hearsay evidence, and Pierre Cheryl Corley reports.
Drew Peterson was a cop in Bolingbrook, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, for 29 years. He has been married four times, and both of his last two wives told friends and relatives they feared him. Peterson's last wife, Stacy Peterson, disappeared 2 years ago. After she went missing, officials reopened an investigation into the 2004 death of Peterson's third wife, Kathleen Savio, whose body was found in a bathtub. Her death was initially ruled an accidental drowning. Later, her body was exhumed and a coroner ruled it a homicide. Peterson has courted the media throughout the investigations. He discussed the case as he made the rounds on national television shows. Here he is on CNN's Larry King Live.
The third wife.
Okay.
What happened?
Don't know.
On NBC's Today Show.
Considering that you were already under the magnifying glass, how did you greet that news?
It was kind of shocking. We believed for the last 4 years that her death was accidental, and then all of a sudden,
Peterson pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges, and there's been no physical evidence to link him to his third wife's death or his fourth wife's disappearance. But during a nearly month-long hearing that ended yesterday, about 70 witnesses testified. Several said Kathleen Savio and Stacy Peterson were afraid of their husband, and that Savio, who was divorcing Peterson, feared he would kill her. Outside the courthouse, Pamela Bosco, a spokesperson for the family of missing Stacy Peterson, says hearsay evidence should be heard in Drew Peterson's upcoming trial.
There's a lot in the past that these women had spoken and written about that pointed in the direction of Drew as their abuser, so I think that should be paid attention in court. Even though they are not here to say it, I think their words should be recognized.
Typically, hearsay or statements made outside of judicial proceedings are considered unreliable and not allowed in trials. However, there are plenty of exceptions in federal and common law and in several states. And in 2008, the Illinois General Assembly passed a measure quickly dubbed Drew's Law. It allows a judge to admit hearsay statements if a prosecutor can prove a defendant may have killed a witness to prevent him or her from testifying. Former judge and Chicago Kent College law professor David Erickson says that is very similar to federal rules of evidence.
Aimed at probably what we would call mob cases or organized crime cases, where there was the fear by the government that a mob figure on trial would kill the witnesses against him.
Two Supreme Court rulings are at the heart of the debate over Drew's Law. One says hearsay evidence violates the Sixth Amendment since a person can't confront or cross-examine the witnesses against him or her. The other ruling held if a defendant likely committed a crime, making it impossible for a victim to testify, statements given to law enforcement officials are admissible, especially in domestic violence cases. In this case, it's been mostly relatives, investigators, and clergy on the witness stand. Drew Peterson's attorney, Joel Brodsky, speaking outside the courtroom, says the Illinois law won't stand.
It's unconstitutional and also a violation of an ex post facto. A law that's passed in 2008 cannot affect the prosecution of an alleged crime which took place in 2004.
Brodsky presented one witness during the hearing, a pathologist who said Kathleen Savio's death was an accident. Brodsky and some legal analysts also argue a judge deciding to allow hearsay in Peterson's trial is like finding a defendant guilty before a trial even begins. Whatever the ruling, it's expected the state's so-called Drew's Law will be challenged. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.